What's up, everybody, and welcome back to your Friday 5 p.m. evening dose of the Man Card Podcast, or as we like to call it around here, Man Check. Welcome. We're glad you were able to make it on this lovely evening. We're going to start off this episode just like we usually do, just with a little normal life update. And I think a very pertinent thing to talk about right now that I just found out is you're not moving to Cali.
I'm not going to California. So I've been told.
So, okay. So what's the sitch with that? And obviously go into as much detail as you feel comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. So, I reached out to my manager because Palo Alto, said, hey, look, you guys can work from wherever you want you don't even have to ask your man or have a manager approval. But of course I'm not going to do that. I'm a new hire. I want my manager to, if she wanted me in California, I'd go to California.
Yeah.
But
we both have lady bosses.
Oh, and she's awesome.
Mine's boss is great.
Honestly, she's great. Best manager ever. But I set up a meeting with her. I told her, look, I would like to stay here if I can. If it's not going to, you know, hinder the team dynamic, like, can I stay? And she's like, you know, let me get that approved. We can just, you know, every 6 months reevaluate remote work. And, you know, if you want to come out to California or if we feel the need for you to come out to California, we can just reevaluate that every 6 months. And so it looks like your boy's staying, and I'm so happy about it because it's a lot less stress. My friend Blake is probably going to move back, hopefully. We haven't decided that yet, but I'm just glad that I don't have to go to California with the wackos.
Did he already move out there?
Yeah, he's still there, and he's going to be there till August. That's when his lease is up. Gotcha. But he has not stepped foot in that office yet.
Well, of course not, because it's probably still closed.
Yeah, exactly. He has not stepped foot. He did the internship. And so he's been in the office before, but ever since he started full time, he hasn't been in the office.
Yeah.
And so, looks like I don't have to move all the way across the country. Card podcast will continue.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
So for the future of the show, I know we had basically a whole other episode talking about this of like, what the heck were we going to do? If you had to move to California.
It's okay. I pulled through for us.
You did it. I mean, you made it to the other side. Now here's my question, though. Is part of the decision-making process for that ultimate decision to stay here, I hope this didn't have anything to play with it.
I mean, everything has to play with it very slightly. I mean, I will say this wasn't like my number one thing. I wasn't like, I'm staying in Georgia because Man Card Podcast. Although, you know,
dedication. Respect to the people.
But there's a whole bunch of things. It's like, okay, my whole family's here. I have no money right now. Like, yes, I'll be making decent money, but I don't have the money now.
To go do that move. That's a big move.
It's a huge move. And they're not going, unless I'm moving to California, they're not giving me money to help me move. Like, really? They have a stipend that I was going to get, but like, and they shouldn't. Like, I mean, they were going to help me move out there so I can go into the office and they can whatever. But like me to say, I'm going to sit at home or like, I'm going to stay here in Georgia. They're not going to be like, okay, well, here's more money so you can move wherever. Like, they just... I understand why they wouldn't do that. If I were to move to a different state and maybe I asked for that, maybe they would or help. But like, still, they would help me move out there where the office is if I needed it.
Right. And of course, you don't see that stipend if you don't move.
Yeah, exactly. And so I totally forgot what track I was on.
Future of the show.
Yeah. So the little things that just like factored in is like I said, I mean, I'm dating somebody now. We have this show. My family, my friends are here. Minus Blake. I mean, Blake.
Yeah, screw you, Blake.
Yeah. Does he listen? I don't know. He sometimes does. Sometimes doesn't.
He needs to listen.
He's off on his own life.
We give Blake a lot of good shout-outs on here.
Yeah, I know. You know, I feel like he would enjoy it. A lot of
little riffs, you know, of past experiences.
Yeah.
Our boy Blake. Have I met Blake?
No, you haven't met Blake.
I haven't met your best friend, Blake.
You have not met... Well, he's also across the country.
So. Well, he was here for that minute, and we were trying to choreograph a recording.
That didn't work. He'll be back, but I won't be. I'll be in California when he comes back. And literally, I'm only going to see him for 2 days here in Georgia. Like, the last 2 days he's here are like the 2 days after I get back from California.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt that. That's for sure. You guys are going to... Hotel room and cuddle. Put the flower petals on the bed and like, you know, the whole night.
We're not going to tell Bella or his girlfriend.
Hey, everybody listening, let's shh, between you and us, okay? Just you and me. So, the future of the show is on lock for now.
For every 6 months.
Every 6 months, the show is still on.
We will reevaluate every 6 months.
As a co-host pair and as a company situation. Yes. Both. I will evaluate Mitchell's performance.
As a business plan. Anyway, well, you know, I went and spat it about me. We got to ask, because you're now married. You're 1 month in.
That's true.
How is being chained up? I mean, married.
You know, I have to tell you, there are extreme perks of being married, which is like you. Okay, let's say it this way. You've had multiple roommates throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had multiple roommates throughout my life. I've never had a female roommate.
Yeah, you've never got a... I mean, maybe you have kissed your roommates. I've never kissed any of my roommates.
I mean, what happens in Georgia Tech stays in Georgia Tech. But no, I've had multiple roommates, and I think the biggest pet peeves with roommates is like, you all... I don't know. I find it very easy to think back on roommates and shit on them. Like, man, they were bad roommates or whatever. Like, yeah. It's very easy to look back and like just be disappointed by it. I had some good roommates. That's too, for sure.
Yeah.
But I had my fair share of bad roommates. And so it's now being a month in, looking kind of at it, evaluating. It's like, wow, I have a forever roommate.
Like, whether you like it or not.
Whether I like it or not. Like, it's like kind of here. And so it's really fun because it's like a forever slumber party of like, well, we get to turn on the TV and watch whatever we want. Like,
and they're not going to yell at you for, you know, hugging them and cuddling them.
No.
They're not going to be like, yo, this is weird. I'm a dude.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, we both are tired folk for sure. So we can like, when it's done, like, we're tired, we'll go to bed.
That's fair.
Like, we are like...
That's a good kind of...
Go
like,
to bed.
Yeah.
Kind of couple.
Because you don't feel like you have to sit there and like, okay, come here. We have to like lay together and cuddle, like yeah. be close. Like,
no, I'm
that's
like,
not realistic.
She's like, get the F away from me. You're hot. You're steamy. Like, get away from me. You're stinky. That's, yeah, that's the other thing that I don't think Ellie was fully prepared for, was these booty cheeks clapping in the bad way, smelling up the whole apartment. But no, I just like... It's great to have a built-in roommate
and
somebody that I can just like have here to bounce things off of and like talk to all the time. Like when I was living here by myself for that like month and a half, I don't want to say it was a nightmare, but I was like very, very lonely. Like it really settled in how extremely lonely it was. Cause I was like, there's nobody to talk to. If I don't like go somewhere to see somebody, I will not see anybody. Like,
and it's minus work, yeah.
Minus work. So, like, I had the you know this, like, with an RA, like, you have the luxury of seeing people every day on your hall or, like, in the, you know, obviously you have your own bathroom in North Ave, but, like, for the freshman dorms, like, I would make some of my best friends on the hall.
Yeah.
Two of my groomsmen were some of my previous residents and then became RAs, both ended up quitting. Because screw Georgia Tech housing. You suck. Yeah, you suck. You suck. I hate you.
I can say that now, too.
Yes.
Fuck y'all.
Screw it.
Now I don't have to worry about that job, you know?
Man.
Honestly, they...
I was holding back when you still had your job.
Oh, there was one. There's only... I've had one boss throughout RA housing that I liked, and that was James. That was my first one. Dude was...
James was chill.
James was the man. James is still the man. Everyone else... Andrew Pash, I liked him, too. Aside from that, y'all can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, Jerry honestly. Cherry, you're a legend. I love you.
Oh, that's okay. Also, I didn't mind Travis. Honestly, just the housing department, all the higher ups, fuck y'all.
Yeah, they were very disappointing.
Yeah.
Because it turned into a like conglomeration of like we can't offend. It's like the perfect example of the train is heading towards a track of four people and a track of one person. And they have to choose with all of the cultural pressure behind it which track to go on to. And they, ironically, choose the path to screw the most people possible to not offend this one stupid dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that so necessary? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
My example is I bought a secret Hitler board game. Has nothing, besides the name, has nothing to do with Hitler or Jews or anything, you know.
Zero. Ironically,
zero.
The liberal party in the game is...
The good.
Is like, the good side.
Yes. And, you know, just because the name Secret Hitler, one resident was like, oh, that's offensive. Told housing. Housing said, look, you need to give it to us or else, and we're not paying you back for the game. Even though they said they would. I got a bill from, Hall Council to pay for it and telling me I was going to get reimbursed. All approved. Done. Out $100 almost. Yeah.
The game costs $100. Oh, it is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it was like three of them, and they're all like $30 each.
Dude.
So, yeah.
Well, okay. So I find that ironic because I was introduced to that game when I was RAing over the summer
for
it's a great game.
Gavin
it's
so and much fun. Eric.
Yep.
And they introduced it to me, and it was legendary. It was some of the best bonding moments over that game. And I was like, and everybody loved, every person loved it. Of every culture, every race, everybody thought it was hilarious. The Jews came in, and they were like, what the heck? You didn't deal me in? Let me get in on this. Like, yeah, everybody loved it. And it was just like a secret, like, hidden identity game. It's like Mafia.
Literally, you could have named anything. They could have named anything else, and it has nothing to do with the game. It could be, like, Secret Pony. Like, who's the unicorn? Who's the regular horse? Like, it literally could have been anything. It just so happened to be the name of the game. It has nothing. That's literally it. That's all it has to do with Hitler.
But that perfectly encapsulates. I mean, that's just one of a plethora of examples we could go into about how shitty Georgia Tech housing is. And I'm not even going to limit it to Georgia Tech housing. Let's just go collegiate housing, blanket statement across the United States. If you're not a Judeo-Christian conservative college, you all suck. You all are woke, and it's annoying. Like, no offense. Like, let's just all be level-headed here. Like, there's no way you could pay me billions of dollars to, hey, Noah, go back and be a part of housing.
Nah.
Never. Nah. Never again.
I'll go into debt more. I'm not going to go. Even the free housing at the end there wasn't worth it.
Wasn't worth it. I literally, Gavin and Eric quit.
Yeah, I know. They straight up, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. And they're still there. I'm sorry. Gavin quit. Eric got fired.
Oh, yeah, because he withdrew from all of his classes.
Yeah, he got fired. But I respect the frick out of that guy for getting fired.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't even fire me.
The thing is, like, it has nothing to do with residents. Love the residents. It has nothing to do with any, like, it's literally just the department themselves try. And the thing is, you would think that they would try and screw us at, like, I mean, try and help the residents at the expense of us. But no, they made it living there for even residents crap, too.
Miserable. Like, they would get residents in trouble for doing the most random things. Like, I vowed as an RA to not be these people's parents.
Yeah, same.
I am a gatekeeper to safety, maybe, but I am not their parent. And the last thing freshmen coming into college want or need is yet another freaking parent coming to tell them what to do and what not to do. Now, of course, like, there's house rules anywhere you go. So I'll set the ground. I'll set the stage for how we're going to handle ourselves on the hall. But I totally respected everybody's space. Same. I totally respected their individual decisions. And I didn't agree with most of them. I didn't agree with probably more than half of the people that I was the RA for, and they still liked me.
Yeah, I literally told my residents, do whatever you want, just don't make me do my job. Don't do anything that would require me to, like, just, like, if I come in for an inspection, if you're underage and you're, like, drinking, literally just throw it in the fridge. I'm not allowed to go in the fridge and check anyway. Like, just don't put it in plain sight, and we're cool. Do whatever you want.
So I was less good than you then, because I – my policy –
Well, the thing is, I saw it, and I still didn't. Like, half the time I still didn't say anything.
So my policy was, look, you're all freshmen. Some of you will drink. That's totally fine. I don't have a problem with that. I drank as a freshman. That's fine. Find your limits and stick to them, please. Because I don't want to clean your vomit up out off the floor, because it's disgusting. And if you do vomit on the floor, your ass is going to be cleaning it up. So set those strong, strong ground rules from the start. But one of my favorite rules that I set, and I still think fondly of those conversations today, which was...
Oh, I think I know this one.
You know this one? So it's, all right, everybody, look, you're going to drink. That's totally fine. If you do drugs, do not do them in the apartment. Like, do not do them in the housing area, please. Like, don't smoke. That shit gives me a headache. Like, don't do it, please. And if you don't do hard drugs, just don't do drugs. That's a good starting point. But, like, if you're going
it's like a but. It's like, don't do drugs, but
if you're going to, don't do them here. And they were like, okay, respect. And then my favorite, which was the alcohol, my alcohol policy with them, which was, look, you're going to drink. You're going to have booze on the hall. That's fine with me. That's okay. You get my stamp of approval that's fine. The second it causes me a problem, you're going under the bus.
Oh, yeah, same. I was like, I'm not sticking my neck out for any. Like, if we get in trouble, you're under the bus. Like, yes. I'm going to be, I had no idea. I told them no. They must have snuck it in. Them. Sorry.
100%. And then on top of that, I would say, look, now with me going out of my way to make sure you know that I'm okay with this happening, I require you to allow me, if you bring any new alcohol onto the floor, your boy gets first swig. So I cracked open plenty of freshman's liquor bottles and would always be a man and take a nice pull from the bottle to show them how Papa does it. And it was fun. It was just fun to just riff with these freshmen. And those are the positive memories of housing that I like to remember. Because there's as many negative things that we could say about housing, I always like to reminisce and think about the positive experiences that we had. But we've strayed a little bit off topic, and that's totally fine. I want to catch up with you and your dating life. Because I'm married. I'm here. I got a forever roommate. It's awesome. Granted, there's some highs and lows. We fight some. We love some, you know, so there's all in betweens.
Yeah.
Dating life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still in the interview phase.
Yeah. You're literally like, what is this? Round four, five?
So just to clarify, some things, how, like it's going so well that like, sorry.
No, I'm very interested. Okay. Like you pause. Yeah. So like a dramatic pause.
So if you know me, we were talking about going to California. I didn't want to get attached. My dating life sucked, blah, blah, blah. And I had no intentions of dating anybody or like being in a committed relationship at all until like I started my full time and I moved out to California. I had no interest. I was like, okay, I'll go on dates for fun. This person has blown me away. Like things just click. We work so well together. We don't like, granted, yes, we're only almost 3 months in. And we haven't fought yet. Obviously, it's early. It's honeymoon phase. Yes, things are great. But also, like, just our dark humor, like, the humor that we get with each other, phenomenal. Like, we just click off each other so well. Everything was so natural after the first day. Obviously, you have nerves. But, like, things just, like, have been great. And honestly, I don't mean to jinx it, but, like, she's also one of, like, many reasons that I'm glad I'm staying in Georgia. Like, I've pushed for it, too.
Wow, Bella, I hope you snapped a clip of that part of the episode, because that was just very doting and very adorable. That's, like, of all of the things that I've been able to witness you say, come out of your mouth, that was one of the all-time sweetest things that I've heard you say.
That's, I rehearsed it, yeah.
I think that, well, yeah, we got the script over here. You hear that?
She told me to say it. She's like, if you talk about me, you know what to say.
I would just say, look, is it gun to your head? Like, you're going to say the script. She's got the sniper on you through the window right now. Little do you know.
I love her. I did not. That.
Whoa.
That's not what. No, that doesn't count. It was like to. It was. Oh, sorry, I'm beating up your mic too.
Staying in. That was not. In.
That wasn't an accordion, whatever it's called, mishap.
Accordion slip?
Slip, yeah. That was a simple going with the joke. Sorry.
So
not going to cut that out. I know we're not.
Since you brought it up, we won't say the word, because God forbid you say the L word, loser. So you guys obviously haven't said that to each other yet.
No, and we...
Three months in?
Hold on, we can get...
Oh, do you hear that? Yeah. Well, welcome to Atlanta.
See, I set off the alarm. Shouldn't have said it to L word too early.
I know. Whoop, 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 whoop. Coming for you.
But the thing is, we've kind of talked about that, and she made a very valid point. And, like, you know, I don't think we're at that stage where, like, we love each other. Like, I really care for her. I like her a lot. But it's like, I haven't even met her parents. I haven't, like, seen where she's grown up. I don't know. There's a lot I don't know about her. So how can I truly love a person as a whole if I don't know that whole?
The whole.
I don't know the whole. Honestly, I think I probably know 25% of her, 30%. Like, of
really?
Everything. Like, I know a lot of past, like, traumas. I know a lot of happy moments, people she's dated. I've heard a lot about her parents. I haven't met her parents. But, like, I haven't been to where she grew up in Florida. And then, like, I've been to Auburn once, but she didn't show me everything. She hasn't told me a lot of things she's mentioned, you know, in past relationships and just things that have made her who she is. And she just feels like they're not appropriate at the time. And it's just, how can you love you? I can love bits and pieces, but, like, I can't love the full person and tell them that and mean it until I know, or what I feel like I know the person as a whole.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and get out of the honeymoon phase. Cause frankly, I still think we're
let's throw a couple fights in there and see how how you still like the other person.
Exactly.
Well, that's probably the biggest challenge that I've found. And Ellie and I are still trying to figure out, which I think is very critical for any relationship, which is like finding out how to argue and fight the best. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to argue, you're going to fight it inevitably. Like, that's just it's two human beings coming together in any context. You're going to kind of like have a little friction. but and not in the fun way. But like you're gonna have some headbutting. And so finding out how you argue best with each other is going to be, is like really critical to making sure that like you can get through that next stage. Mm-hmm. And so obviously like Ellie and I, we've been dating for 4 years. Now we're married. So entered into the next stage, but it's like, we've had our fair share of arguments, spats, me losing my shit, her losing her shit, her getting mad at something that's stupid, me getting mad at something that's stupid. Like we've had the whole gambit. And so we kind of can gauge off of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, a lot of people cheapen in today's culture the word love. They like just say, I love tacos. I love you, honey. Like mm-hmm. it's, you know, you can literally 180 on those really easily. And it's kind of not great. I feel like people just throw it around a little too much.
To the point where you don't really know what it is.
Like what even is like, I love tacos. Like what does that even mean? Like, would you go marry tacos? Like,
yeah,
I mean, yes, but
yeah. I told a girl back in elementary school the first day I started dating her, I loved her over email. So, you know.
It's okay. What is up with all these people in elementary school dating people? Like, I didn't even know what my right hand was in elementary school. Like, all these people with distinct, vivid memories of elementary school. And I'm like, I literally only remember going to school and playing on the playground. Like, that's literally it.
I remember hugging her for the first time. I thought that was like, oh my gosh, this is like everything. But one thing I brought up to Bella today, because I saw her earlier, was like, if you think about it, kissing is so weird.
What, shoving your mouth holes together?
Somebody had to sit there and think like, these should touch and do stuff and it should be intimate or like mean something.
Here's my thing about like anything with person to person, like physical touch. I don't think it was a cognitive choice that somebody was like, you know what? I should put my lips to theirs.
You just think it was natural instinct.
I think it was nature.
Well, here, the other thing is, like, I feel we're so naive that, like, someone had to give you the birds and the bees talk. So, like, if no one ever told you anything about a female like that, like, would we have just naturally known eventually, been like, yo,
okay.
I need to, like, this is the puzzle piece. Like, it fits.
I found the missing puzzle piece. Yeah. For those of you who played Pajama Sam, please hit me up. Email me, mancardpod@gmail.com. But like, I totally agree with you, because Ellie and I finished the show Bridgerton, and not to spoil the show in any way, but let's just say in this time period, the girls were not super well equipped with the knowledge of person-to-person sexual interaction. And so that was a high, hot contention point for the show, was this girl was like, I'm freaking getting married and I don't know shit about this dude's ding-a-ling. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, or my own fidget-a-whats. Like, you know, I don't know anything about anything. And so I do think that the kissing and like knowing to be together with somebody is nature, but I don't know if what would you even do? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like initially it was an accident. Like, it had to have been an accident. Like, we did this, we did X, and then, oh, finally, we did something eventually, and it was like,
did something. But the thing is, it's like,
we just had a kid.
Well, like, it's...
Like, my belly just started growing.
That's 9 months later. How do you know that that was, like, the cause of that? That's the thing.
Oh, I think that's where a lot of the lure, like, around pregnancy kind of came from, which was like, oh, it's like a thing. Like you just kind of, like, get struck by lightning, and now you're pregnant. Or
yeah.
Like the you know, stork comes and drops the baby off on the doorstep. Like all of these kind of like, I feel like come out of the idea that like, oh, wow, it's like, this is a concept that you actually have to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh.
But like with other animals, it's so natural. Like no one told my dog to go screw another dog and get her pregnant and have puppies.
You actually have another dog to do that too? Because my dog just does it to the pillows.
That too. I will. Okay, this is going personal, but I feel like everybody goes through the stage. It's like eventually you kind of just like realize that like, oh, that's just not for, you know, urinating. It's like, oh, that actually like really accidentally. It could be the most accidental thing.
Well, there's self-discovery.
Yeah, exactly.
So like when you're a kid growing up, like, I don't know if you had this. I had this for sure, which was like you discover different parts of your body. So like obviously elementary school, I was discovering my hands. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what my right hand was. And it's like you discover like okay, this is my mouth. Like a lot of kids are very mouth obsessed. A lot of kids are very like obsessed with their buttholes. Like it's just like they're obsessed with all different parts of their body because they don't know what anything is. Mm-hmm. And then they discover it. And then it's like then you learn from like either having conversations with your parents or like, I learned a lot from peers, which I feel like really bad way to learn.
Yeah. That's where I first got introduced to any type of anything was like,
it's like the blind leading the blind.
It is. It really,
that's quintessentially what it is.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to touch on, so we can reel it all the way back in. And the main question I want to end on today, which is, do we ever stop dating somebody? Like, I'm married and I feel like I have a lifelong person to date.
Well, if you dump them, yeah.
No, but I'm saying like you're dating somebody. Let's say you and Bella end up together, right? I mean, just theoretically. Let's just go through a thought experiment. Let's just put this on a strong hypothetical, Bella. So be careful with the ears listening to this. Obviously, no L word included. But let's say you guys end up together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that the function of your relationship is going to shift when you guys end up getting married? Just from your perspective, because I'm on the other side of it, so I just want to hear what you think.
Yes. I feel like, okay, we haven't necessarily hit that stage, but like there's days that I just go over to her place and we sit and we like watch a show and that's it. And we just chill out and we're just like, we just lay in bed and don't. And I feel like that's a very married couple thing to do. We joke about, we're like, God, are we like married already? We're sitting here, we're eating popcorn, watching Deal or No Deal. Like, but.
Howie Mandel, what a guy.
But then also like tomorrow, Friday, like we're spending the whole day together. We're going on it. Fast and Furious comes out. We're going on a date together. Granted, yes, I'm the one that wanted to see it. So, like, I'm taking her on a date to see a movie, whatever.
We went on a date initially when we started the podcast, and we watched Fast and Furious.
It's funny, actually, if you look at that picture on our Instagram, it's the scene where they just finished banging.
Yes.
And it's on the screen.
Yeah, and Mitchell and I were like, hey, we need to take a photo. This scene inspired us to take a photo together.
Oh, boy.
But I think being on the other side, like, I agree with you that married couples, I think, do things much differently.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's, you know, the perk of being married is like we get to do much more than we got to do and experience, you know, than when we were dating.
Yeah,
which is super special. But I think it stays the same. I think it stays exactly the same. And if it does change, I think I have a theory that that's when you have to start investigating problems.
Okay, so you're talking about like, okay, what about honeymoon phase? Like getting out of that? Do you think that should be continued? Or do you think, I think at least at a minimum, if we're thinking about a graph, it starts high and then it slowly goes down to where it's like almost like a stock. It like boom, boom, boom. And then it finally levels out to where it's supposed to be. Like if you're happy there, like if that's what like brings y'all joy and it stays there, it should stay there forever. Like dating and get engaged, married.
Yeah, but
but if it goes down from there, then it's like there's issues.
But my challenge is like, I've been the happiest I've ever been dating and being married to Ellie. And if that dips at all, something is wrong. Like something is dramatically wrong. And let's just end on this quote, and we'll probably end up using this in a later episode. But my dad gave me this quote, as my dad usually does, which is, if your relationship isn't a barrel of monkeys, meaning a really heckin' good time and very fun, you're doing it wrong. And that we'll leave you with that today. I know we're running out of time, but thank you for tuning in. Make sure to make your relationship a barrel of freaking monkeys. We will see you on Monday. Adios.
See ya.